My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. He represents the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District, and he's been a leading voice on the issue of confronting President Obama's unilateral action on immigration. It was earlier this week that a federal judge in Texas declared that there would be a halt put to the president's implementation of that plan just a day or two before the process was about to begin to start legalization for about 5 million people. The judge says that it has to stop and be fully reviewed by the courts, or else this is a genie that can never be put back in the bottle. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Sure, Greg, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on. And Judge Haynen did absolutely the correct thing, you know, for the rule of law and for our nation.
How important is this? Given, obviously, the timetable, this seems to come at a critical time for your side of the debate.
It really, you know, it's crucial in that we stopped. And like you said, you know, once you let the toothpaste out of the tube, you can't get it back in there, or the genie out of the bottle. This is wrong for America. This is not the way to fix immigration. This is going to make the situation that we have in this country with 10 to 11 million people here illegally, it'll make it worse. And it'll do that by this president and this administration have created a global policy of unenforcement, meaning that if you get to America, you're going to get a work permit, and you're going to get free housing, free education, free health. And if we want to solve this problem, we've got to stop is illegal action and overreaching the boundaries of the Constitution and say, you know, I don't know anybody in Congress that's not for responsible immigration reform, but you can't have it doing what he wants to do, and we will not tolerate it.
The president, in reacting to Judge Haynen's ruling, essentially said he disagreed with it, and he says he's fully confident that eventually the courts will vindicate him on this because he clearly has this power lawfully through prosecutorial discretion. What do you make of his argument?
He's wrong. He is absolutely 100% wrong. I've got lawyers and briefings and court cases where he can't do that because what he has done by saying he has the legal authority, he's rewritten the law. Prosecutorial discretion was on an individual basis. What he's doing is taking categorically a group of 5 million people here and applying it to the whole group, and you can't do that on an individual basis. And this president has also said 22 different times he does not have the legal authority to do this, and he knows when he spoke those words, being the constitutional lawyer that he claims to be, he was right. He does not have the authority. He's doing this for pure politics, and it's wrong, and it's hurting America, and it's putting people's lives in jeopardy because they're going to do whatever they can to get to America, whether it's crossing in a rubber raft from Cuba or risking life by being trafficked with a coyote. And it's unconscionable that we would have the leader of our country do this.
Congressman, how long do you expect this to take to get adjudicated?
I think you're going to see the 5th District work rather quickly on this, and I think you'll see them rule in our favor, or they'll go along with the injunction and defer to the Supreme Court. But this is something all Americans need to get up and get rallied behind, and it's not that we're trying to block immigration at all. Again, like I said, we want responsible immigration reform. This is a problem that's gone on for 35 years, too long, without the people in government dealing with it, and this is not the way to deal with it. If we really want to fix for this, this president will allow this DHS spending bill to go through that funds everything for Homeland Security, our borders, our Coast Guard. It strictly blocks his illegal action on executive amnesty.
We're talking with Florida Congressman Ted Yoho. Congressman, we've got about a week and a half left in February, and at the end of February is when Department of Homeland Security funding runs out. It's passed the House without funding for what the president wants to do unilaterally with legalizing these 5 million illegal immigrants. It's stalled right now in the Senate because no Democrat will go along with removing the funds that the House removed. How much stronger do you think your case is as a result of this decision? But at the same time, do you think it will make any difference to those Democrats?
I think it should make a big difference, and I think our case is very strong because if we are a country of rules and laws and that we're supposed to follow those, you can't move forward with something that is deemed illegal by the court system. To move forward would be reckless and irresponsible for this administration to move forward. So the common sense thing would be to say, you know what, let's fund DHS. Let's not put our country's security in jeopardy, or the people that are fighting to protect our borders, like the Coast Guard or our border securities. Let's not put them in jeopardy. Let's fund this bill, and let's have this discussion on another day once the courts decide. I mean, that's, to me, the common sense thing to do. And I would hope those Democratic senators that are standing up, say they're not going to go forward, let them help us push this bill and then send it to the president. And then this president will have to decide if he's going to side on the side of the people here illegally, or if he's going to side on the side of national security and the American people.
Congressman, if the Democrats don't do that, House Speaker John Boehner just said this weekend, once again, we've done our job. We passed a bill. It doesn't have this funding, but we passed the bill. Homeland Security should be funded. It's in the Senate's court. What's going to happen if the Democrats don't go along with this? Because obviously neither party wants to see DHS not funded at this point. So who's going to blink?
You know, I'm proud of Mr. Boehner for standing up and staying strong on this. And, you know, I've been a vocal critic of his. But if he's willing to do this, I think he's on the right path. And, you know, you said who's going to blink first. I would hope the Democrats would come around and say, you know what, this is what's best for America, not what's best for a political agenda or a party. And I hope they come to their senses, because I know our side is doing what's right. It's what we're mandated to do. It was an appropriation request that we're supposed to do, and we funded it 100%, except for the part that is illegal. And so there's really not a question. And those people that decide to vote against us, again, are voting on the side of going against our Constitution and voting for the 5 or 10 to 11 million people here illegally versus voting for what's best for America, not as a Republican or a Democrat, but as an American. And I think you'll see them come around and do what's right.
Big court fight to come, big legislative fight to come in just the next several days here. Congressman, thank you very much for being with us again. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir, Greg. Have a great day.
Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd Congressional District, has been a leading voice in opposition to the president's unilateral action on immigration. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.